Now, the Resources Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has defended the work of Border Force staff as the Immigration Department investigates allegations of a criminal smuggling ring. The Age is reporting a network of border security officials is allegedly working for organised criminals, including drug and tobacco smugglers. Resources Minister Josh Frydenberg told us earlier the department is investigating the allegations, which he says are not new.
Such behaviour will not be tolerated, and we'll take every possible measure to ensure that those people, if they have behaved in a way that is criminal, face the appropriate justice system.
Now, Labor will today unveil one of its major campaign policies that's promising to lift the freeze on Medicare rebates. Labor froze the rebates while in government in 2013, and the Coalition plans to continue the measure until 2020. Labor's costed the move at $12 billion over 10 years. The former Australian soldier who took part in a botched child recovery operation with a Channel 9 crew has been denied bail. Adam Whittington and three members of his team were hoping to be released after mother Sally Faulkner and the 60 Minutes crew were freed, but he's now expected to spend the next few months in a Lebanese jail awaiting trial. And one of the missing schoolgirls in Nigeria has been found alive and has been reunited with her parents. Amina Ali is the first girl to be rescued after she and 2018 others were abducted by the militant group Boko Haram back in 2014. A Chibok community leader says she gave birth while she was in captivity.